listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. Unions are pushing for a 7% wage rise for the country's lowest paid workers to keep up with inflation. It'd see people on minimum wage earn around $3,000 extra dollars a year. The federal government will put its proposal to the Fair Work Commission tomorrow, but is tight-lipped on a figure. Meantime, another positive sign, the RBA could hit pause on rate hikes next week. Job vacancies fell again last month, going down almost 9% since last year's peak when the hikes began. Women will know the size of the pay gap between themselves and male colleagues from early next year. Labor's workplace equality bill passing Parliament today. MP Catherine King says it'll put a spotlight on the gap between a company's words and actions.
Estimates indicate that at the current rate of progress, it could take as long as 24 years to close the gender pay gap. Women have waited long enough.
Jack's Law is now in force in Queensland, aiming to combat knife crime in the state. In an Australian first, officers will be able to use metal detection wands to search people for weapons on the street and public transport. It comes after teenager Jack Beasley died after being stabbed on the Gold Coast in 2019. And the Northern Territory government has announced a new plan to reduce the sale of alcohol. It's offering to buy back liquor licences from supermarkets for the next 4 weeks.